Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. An award-winning small business journalist, and that was an honor bestowed upon him by the U.S., no less than the U.S. government, by the way, the U.S. Small Business Administration, anointed him as the journalist of the year for small businesses about a dozen years ago. He is the chief home officer, and he plies his trade putting words on digits, associating words and digits together, and helping people get their messages out there. And he helps us get our message out here, and has been doing so for almost 15 years. Next month, we'll celebrate his 15th anniversary. He's our good friend Jeff Zabar. Welcome back.
That was one heck of a message in its own right. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And I'm fond of saying that when I received that award, it was in the Senate caucus room, I believe it was.
Yeah.
No indictments were handed down that day.
Exactly.
So right. I felt very good about that. So
yeah, he got out just in time. That happened right after he left, by the way, folks.
Exactly. That was the House of Watergate. That was, I think there were some Titanic investigations.
I was there, folks. I witnessed it. I got to see the whole thing. Hey,
there
Jeff.
There you go.
Thanks for being here. Good to talk to you. I was telling the audience... Excuse me, I was telling the audience earlier in the week, this is my 25th anniversary week for my small business.
Yeah.
And the day that I got the call was May the 22nd, 8:30 in the morning, Monday morning, 1989, not that I remember the exact moment or anything, when I was told that my position was no longer, was being eliminated from the company.
Right.
I'd been a good employee for 23 years, and that's when I said, I'm not going to get my resume out. I'm going to start my own company. I don't need help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself.
Thank you very much.
And all I did was I was in my home office where I was working for this company, using my home office as a base. And all I did was, in a 5-minute period, I went from being employed to self-employed in my home office.
Right.
And that was
right.
25 years ago this week, and the world has been very much afraid ever since.
It's not, kind of like in the original movie Terminator, when John Connor, or whatever, the guy who comes back in time, explains what went down. He says, all of a sudden, the machine became aware, and you know, man was at war with the machines.
Right.
Akin to that, less destruction and mayhem. Well, mayhem maybe, less destruction, but it was right. A good sign. And in fact, that was my year as well.
Both started our businesses that year, and I did it from home. You did it from home.
Yeah.
In those days, though, Jeff, we kind of had to keep it quiet. We didn't really broadcast. We didn't lead with the fact that we worked from home, because it wasn't as acceptable then as it is now, is it? Was it?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, we had, if you had, well, first off, you didn't often have the tech. And tech was not as pervasive then in the home office. And certainly, you know, a fax machine and I had an Apple
right.
IIc computer, and I had to fax my articles to my clients, or
right.
I remember I used to mail them to some clients.
Mm-hmm.
I used to drive them to a client who were
local. We didn't have email.
Based.
I had pretty good technology. I had a pretty handy Macintosh, and I actually had a laser printer, but I had to take it whatever I produced, I had to hand deliver it.
I had an article. I did an assignment a few years later for Advertising Age magazine. They said, go up to Daytona Beach and write about spring break and what the marketers are doing. So, you know, I grabbed my computer, put it in a case. I grabbed my printer. I remember I put my computer and my printer in a laundry basket. And then put it in the back of the car and drove up north with all the cables
oh, yeah.
and everything.
I've done that too.
You know, it's amazing how far.
So we've come a long way, haven't we?
And, absolutely.
And to the point where in the 90s, late 90s, Jeff, every time I heard from a member of of the reporter or some writer, I should say, for some small business story. All they wanted to talk about was home-based, 10 years later.
Exactly. And you know what? I got to tell you, it's still the case. We still find there was a story that came out this week in one of the business journals talking about the top states for work at home. And Florida, my home state, is number 3. The top is California, Texas, mm-hmm. Florida, New York. Not surprisingly ranked by state populations.
Right.
The more people you got, the more people probably by percentage are going to work from home, mm-hmm. Followed by Georgia, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Colorado, North Carolina, and New Jersey. But the attributes, the benefits, the things that people are looking for to work from home really roll into a number of different areas. You know, they want lifestyle. They want to reduce the commuter congestion. They want work-life balance. They want to be able to do it themselves and work from home and be focused.
How about control costs?
And control costs. You know, many of them, you know, in the work that they do, you know, whether you're a teleworker and, you know, work for an employer somewhere else, or whether you're self-employed, you know, the mm-hmm. work that you do, you're able to, again, you know, you talk about the lack of congestion and lack of the commute. I mean, I haven't commuted. I haven't put tolls on, mileage on. Heck, I haven't gone to the dry cleaners in months.
Look at the people who spend 2 to 4 hours commuting every day, you know,
they can
avoid that. And of course, as we know, not only is working from home as a business owner has that increased, but telecommuting, as you talk about in your book, telecommuting and teleworking and telecommuting, that's grown more. I mean, more and more executives are working from home 1 or 2 days a week.
Right. Let's look back at the how you opened it. How we said, you know, 25 years ago, we wouldn't let anybody know we work from home. Now, if
yep.
you hear a dog bark in the background, now if you catch
it's
that.
We call it ambiance now.
We call it ambiance, exactly. So exactly, and so it's, you know, it's embraced, it's welcomed, there's a camaraderie among those who do, and there's an understanding among those who don't, that just because Jeff
right.
or Jim are working from home, or as are, you know, 25 million others,
right.
doesn't mean nothing's getting done, even to the point that they realize that more gets done when you do work from there.
But in 1991, I guess it was, I went back to the dark side. I moved downtown, got an office, because my clients were weirded. They got the more I grew my consulting business, my clients were acting weird, because when they found out I was at home, you know, working
right.
from home.
Right.
So I had to move downtown, and I've been in an office ever since. But I will tell you this, I haven't owned a desktop computer in 15 years probably, because I buy laptops and I take
right.
I take it home. I work from home, even today, even now, part of the time. Stand by, 20 after, right back with Jeff Sabar. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.